Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, now I'm on. Now? Okay. Let's try this again. A good Monday afternoon. I can hear myself in my headsets. I didn't realize that we got a false start there. 5 yards. Number 67. 6-7. And away we go. Cracking bad puns and jokes by the plenty, by the dozen, right here on a Monday afternoon. Good to have you with us. Mad Max is over in the studio. Still hanging out, lingering. After his loss at the tables on Thursday night. Whew. I mean, the only thing losing more these days are the Commanders and the Capitals. Ba-dum-bum. Shh.
Why are you blowing up my spot like that, Rooster? Come on, man.
You know, I mean, listen. Your game plan was not exactly...
Yeah, and neither were 5 doubles, but, you know, the company Christmas party calls.
I mean, again, your game plan and your execution was not...
Sometimes when the pocket gets hot, you get happy feet and you throw a couple
picks. You know
picks.
What it was? It reminded me of, like, not of a Joe Witt game plan, because that was conservative.
It was much worse. It was Jack Del Rio-esque.
I was going to say, reckless, uncoordinated, unplanned.
It's all right. We made it all back this weekend,
bold.
So it doesn't really matter.
You did.
Yeah, in a multitude of ways.
Oh, how did you do that?
That's for me to know.
I mean, this is like theater of the mind radio, man. I mean, we've got to find out. We've got to know. Like,
I'm a hard worker.
Okay. All right. Doesn't want to share any details with us. I thought he was a friend of the show. I mean, he's already divorced us, moved on to greener pastures. Doesn't want to share details of his big winning weekend.
Wasn't a big winning weekend. We had a couple wins here and there.
Okay. All right. I'll take it. I think I was 5-1 on the weekend in terms of my NFL picks. The only game I lost what game was it? Philadelphia, Washington, 1 Chicago, Green Bay, 1 New England, Baltimore. The only game, Minnesota covered there, New Orleans. Who won Tennessee, Kansas City? I lost track of that game. Who won that? I might have been 6-0 on the week. And of course, I didn't put the bet down. I mean, on air I did,
But it doesn't count if you don't bet it.
In the digital sports book, did I ruin a 16 parlay? Oh my God.
Here's what you can do. So you have AMAC pull the tape from last week, bring it to MGM and cash out with that.
Sure, that'll go over well.
That'll go great.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I may have been 6-0 and I ruined it. Gosh. Tennessee slaughtered Kansas City. I knew the Kansas City quarterback. Oh my God. I had Tennessee plus the 3. I was 6-0 on the week. And I didn't put a 16 parlay down. I put a 16 parlay down every week. And it never hits. It hit once this week, this year. Once. I shouldn't say never. It hit once. I was 6-0. We do Super Sunday picks in one segment, not every day ending in Y like some people do that are getting national gigs.
The least bitter I've ever heard you sound.
I'm not bitter.
He said with a big grin on his face.
I'm happy. I'm happy. You think I want to talk about the Lakers all the time? Get lost.
You know, that's fair.
I mean,
you get to talk about your Mets, Krooster.
Take a pickaxe to me. I mean, I'll do that.
People love New York sports all over this country. You'd be able to just talk about your true passion.
Right. Exactly. Here, talk about the Lakers 9 out of 10 hours, and then you could talk about college basketball and who Iowa just beat. Like, anybody cares. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, off and running on a Monday. I can't believe I was 6-0 and I didn't make the bet. Damn. God, I cost myself some money. Lord knows I've made up for it Christmas shopping. My goodness. Could have helped me deal with some staff Christmas gifts here. Anyway, good afternoon, everybody. The Commanders lost by more than 7. So that means we had the Eagles minus 7. That was one of those 6 picks, 29-18 in a game that was very close, obviously, for the first half. And as a matter of fact, the Commanders were leading 10-7 at the half. They were down 17 14-10 at the end of 3, and then it completely got away in the fourth quarter as Philadelphia put up a 15 spot. Now, the Commanders did ultimately score a late touchdown and a 2-point conversion to get a little bit closer, but the practical part of that game was 29-10. Practical. It all counts, I suppose, but the practical part of that game. The final score was 29-18. Of course, there was the 2-point conversion, which we'll get to, and all. Look, this is a serious question because I don't know what the rules are. Have the rules been explained? I don't know if you guys over there have heard the rules, whether... Are the Commanders eliminated now from the fairy tale make-believe NFC East tournament? Or is it double elimination? Like, is it round robin? I don't know. Like, I know they were 1-0 and they advanced after beating the awful, miserable, pathetic, disgusting, putrid New York Giants of AMAC. I know that. So I know that, I think... The Giants were eliminated last week, and the Commanders advanced, like true round-robin style, single elimination. But is there a chance that this NFC East tournament sponsored by Hard Knocks and HBO and Candyland is double elimination like the College World Series? Or are they eliminated? Is it over? I don't know. If anybody can help me with this very serious question, because I don't know what the rules are. I don't know how to define it. I've been trying to figure it out. I've been trying to do research on the NFC East tournament that Dan Quinn and the Commanders were participating in, but I don't know what the rules are. I mean, you think college football is wacky? Whoa! The fairy tale land of make-believe NFC East tournament presented by HBO's Hard Knocks. Now that is hard to figure out. I mean, I know how you get in. You got to be an NFC East team, right? Presumably, you got to be an NFC East team that stinks. But again, I'm just trying. I've been trying to do research. I've been trying to uncover every stone. I called Adam Peters. He didn't know. I called Josh. He didn't know as well. Dan didn't return my calls. So I'm just trying to figure out, are they eliminated or are they still alive? Are the Cowboys alive? Are the Cowboys eliminated? Does Thursday's game on Christmas mean anything? 1 o'clock, Amazon Prime. Amazon paid like $75 million for that game. I mean, it better mean something, right? Shouldn't it? I don't know. If anybody's got any answers, please help me out. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980, because I just don't know. I'm confused. I'm befuddled. So if anybody's got the answer to that, please help a guy out. I've been trying to, you know, do the research, and I have come up empty. But the Commanders, either way, lost on Saturday. That we know. The Philadelphia Eagles became the first repeat NFC East champion since 2005. So I suppose congratulations to them. I mean, we're not here to celebrate an Eagles victory. I got a couple of buddies that work for the Eagles that used to work here, and I'm happy for them. I'm not happy for the Eagles, though. As a matter of fact, I'm a fan of only one type of Eagles, and that's the greatest rock band of all time. Don Henley, Glenn Frey, the late Glenn Frey, Timothy B. Schmidt, Joe Walsh, and now Vince Gill and Deacon Frey. That's the only Eagles that I'm a fan of. But the Philadelphia Eagles won 29-18 on Saturday evening. It was a good, inspired effort in the first half. Even the third quarter, it started to feel like it was slipping away. And it was, but that was fine. The fourth quarter obviously was lopsided. And again, 15-8 doesn't always suggest lopsided, but the Rodriguez touchdown and the two-point conversion came with a minute and 10 seconds left. Let's be totally serious. I mean, for the better part of the second half, they were outscored 22-0. That being said, the game itself started about as good as you could ask for, kind of, I think. You create a fumble and a takeaway on the opening kickoff. You convert it into 3 points. My guy, Garrett Paulson, was having a conniption because Dan Quinn decided to kick a field goal. I didn't have a major problem with it. You want to get points. You want to get a lead. The Eagles have struggled offensively for the most part, by and large. If you come up short, sure, they got to drive 99, 98 yards. Your defense has given up plenty of those type drives this year, including one recently. I didn't have a problem with that. And yes, Treylon Burks got held, interfered with. You know what I missed live? What I watched back on replay about 10 times just before the show? Treylon Burks committed offensive pass interference. I mean, he absolutely shoved the Eagles defender to create separation. I didn't see anybody talking about that on social media. And honestly, I didn't see it live. I saw the hold. I saw I just, for whatever reason, I was more focusing on the end of the play than the beginning of the play. Treylon Burks absolutely commits offensive pass interference. Goes uncalled. So, maybe it was tit for tat, you know, where the official thought he committed a penalty and allowed the defensive back. It was Cooper DeJean? I think it was Cooper DeJean. To hold and commit essentially defensive pass interference. So maybe that was the thought process there. I don't know. Because otherwise, they missed two calls. They certainly missed the penalty that would have given a first down to Washington. But quite honestly, they should have been offsetting penalties. And a redo of third down. And maybe that's the argument there. Is the Commanders were essentially robbed an opportunity to redo the third down play, third and goal from the two. And if they have that over again, maybe they run it, maybe they don't, maybe they just complete, who knows. But it's not fourth down. Instead, because they missed both calls or they allowed both infractions, whether that was, again, by design or not, it became fourth down, and they kicked the field goal. And again, I didn't have a major problem. The game means nothing. You're playing for, again, a fairy tale make-believe NFC East tournament that Dan Quinn just created and made up that nobody knows the rules for and nobody knew was happening. Take the lead. The Eagles are pedestrian at times on offense. Take the lead. I didn't have a problem with it. But I will say this. You know, I know some people were critical of Cliff Kingsbury for passing the ball on second and third when the run got them after the turnover down into position, and that's a Cliff thing. There was no doubt. Cliff likes to abandon the run quicker than I would like. There's no doubt about that. But A, most newer age offensive coordinators do not like to run the ball, or even, and I would say they're fine, more fine throwing it. They do not like to run the ball more than three or four times a pop in a row. They just don't. Right? Number one. Number two, again, the play call on third down should have gotten them a touchdown. Now, again, they, in my opinion, they missed an offensive pass interference and a defensive pass interference, or at least a hold. Got it. But you can't say, well, the reason why they didn't score is because of Cliff's play calling, even though I know some people had a problem with it. Whatever. I mean, to each his own. We see it different ways. Mikey Sanristo caused the fumble on the opening kickoff. But what I, again, missed until just watching the game back a little bit, Sanristo got popped on that. He got jarred back at the point of contact and still forced the fumble. And then on the Eagles' first full offensive possession, Mikey Sanristo was Bulldog Mikey. So many times last year we saw him just wrestle a guy down, lasso him, just spin him down. And that's exactly what he did to Devontae Smith on like a third and six, which then caused the Eagles to come out of a Washington timeout, line up like they were going to go for it on fourth and one and change. They don't. They're trying to get the Commanders to jump off sides. The Commanders show some discipline for once. They're jumping all around, celebrating like they did something great. The Eagles then punt, and Jalen Lane gets chopped down like a cherry tree on the punt return, and he gets injured, and there goes the Commanders' fifth-string quarterback, which is gonna sound weird, but that was the case. According to Nikki Javala, we'll have that bit of information next, along with a roster move, what it could mean for Thursday, and the rest of what we saw on Saturday. We'll get to the rest of the NFL, the college football playoff, a little bit later on, Monday night preview. Old man Philly is back in action. Let's see what he's got for Robert Saleh and the 49ers. See on Monday Night Football, which is still to come to wrap up week number 16 of the NFL season. Just getting rocking and rolling here on a miserable Monday in the DMV and beyond, especially if you're a Commanders fan, or maybe a hard-fought loss is exactly what you asked Santa Claus for, and you got it. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
After going 0 for their first 4 on third down, have converted their last 4. Barkley again cuts it back. Stays on his feet. Saquon Barkley's in. A hard-fought touchdown.
Listen, it's Saquon Barkley, but that was an awful, awful job of tackling by the Commanders. Just an awful job of tackling, which should surprise absolutely nobody. Nobody. Not a soul. Saquon Barkley is still, even though this hasn't been a great year, we know he's been coming along the last couple of weeks, as have the Eagles' run game. Even though their offensive line is not as healthy and as good as it used to be or as it was, we know he's been coming along. Saquon Barkley is still, again, for the most part, Saquon Barkley. I don't think this is, well, Saquon Barkley stinks. How could you get beat by Saquon Barkley? No, actually not. 132 yards, 21 carries, the touchdown that you just heard. He forced 6 missed tackles, according to Next Gen, for a season-high 63 yards after the missed tackles. He had that late 48-yarder. They credited the Commanders with 3 missed tackles on that one particular play and 53 yards after the missed tackles, even though it was only a 48-yard run from scrimmage. And 101 yards for Saquon, 7.8 yards per attempt, and a touchdown on 13 carries to the left side, which makes sense, right? Because they have Mailata, Dickerson, Juergens, even though some of those guys are banged up, they do not have Lane Johnson at right tackle, and Steen, who was big in the brawl, or the fight, or the fracas, or whatever you want to call it, is at right guard. So that would make some sense. But once again, the tackling was a huge problem. The Barkley 12-yard touchdown run that we just mentioned, the Barkley big 48-yard run in the fourth quarter that we just mentioned. There was another play, and I'm trying to remember which one it was, that the Commanders were just terrible at tackling on. And that has been, to me, as much of a story this year as anything else. I'm going to get you some updated numbers on how many missed tackles they've had as a team, according to Pro Football Focus. If you said, you know, my colleague and my friend, I think he still considers me friend, although he might be mad at me from time to time because I make fun of, like, handicappers and the Sharks. My friend Kevin Sheehan always talks about how awful, terrible, disgusting, ridiculous the Commanders' defense is. And he's not wrong. Ultimately, it's not a good defense. Now, I think he's a little hyperbolic, but whatever. They're not a good defense. But I would say this. While everyone seemingly has focused on zone versus man, play caller Joe Witt versus DQ, pass rush, lack of pass rush, injuries, Bobby Wagner, all fair. The amount of missed tackles that this team has had is just befuddling. It's astronomical. It is really hard to fathom. Or maybe it's not because we don't tackle in practice anymore. Because we don't tackle in training camp. Because the rules, thanks to the NFLPA, have become so soft that a lot of teams struggle in this area. It's just, we care more about what we see from this team than we see from other teams. But the point being is, and missed tackles, again, are generally graded differently. The point being is, I think if you said, hey, man, pick one. What are you most concerned about as you look back on this terrible season and look ahead at the future? On the defensive side of the ball, pass rush, coverage, scheme, what have you. I would say it's tackling. Like, I know those are other problems, and there is no denying that there are other problems there. But tackling is really, really, really crucial, and they are really bad at it. Really bad at it. Really bad. Not kind of bad, really bad. It has cost them games, period. It's cost them probably three games, at least by itself, this year. The Chicago game at the end. And you could say the offense, I got it. But the Atlanta game was bad. The Chicago game was bad. Yesterday, our Saturday was terrible. Tackling, man. It's been brutal. It's been brutal for the Commanders. And it was brutal again on that Barkley touchdown run. It was brutal again after the Barkley big run. On the Bigsby 22-yard run, it wasn't very good. Not very good. And you want to know, again, this is what I always say. You can blame Joe Witt until the cows come home. You can blame Dan Quinn until you're blue in the face. If NFL players can't tackle or don't want to tackle, there's not much a coach can do. Because you know what? You can't have them practice tackling. You can have them practice technique. You can have them practice good habits. You can practice on a dummy. Guess what? Saquon Barkley, better than a dummy. Right? You see where I'm getting at here? There's only so much coach can do. Tackling is probably and arguably, in my opinion, the number one problem on this defense, and it reared its ugly head again on Saturday. Agree? Disagree? 132, Team 980. Time for a quick trending alert, and then we will get out to your calls. I see Rick in North Carolina. I see Morton in Forestville. We'll get you going. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Good to have you with us. Yeah, so the Commanders have another short week as they look at a Thursday 1 o'clock game at Northwest Stadium against the Dallas Cowboys, who were eliminated on Saturday night due to the Eagles winning the NFC East, and then the Cowboys went out and laid an absolute egg against the playoff-bound L.A. Chargers yesterday and Justin Herbert. So that's Thursday. Sam Cosmi's been put on IR, concussion. The team has brought back the quarterback, Jeff Driscoll, from the practice squad of Arizona. He was here all of last year. So he could possibly be the number two quarterback on Thursday because he already knows the system. Meanwhile, from college football, lots of news there. Notre Dame and BYU have scheduled a home-and-home football series starting in 2026. Of course, they were the two at-large teams that were left out. But that means no Notre Dame and USC for the foreseeable future. They're talking about potentially reviving the rivalry in 2030, but no more Notre Dame and USC. Instead, Notre Dame replacing USC, at least for now, with BYU. So that's interesting. As well, how about this? Bobby Petrino looks like he's going to become, after filling out the interim head coaching job at Arkansas, not getting the permanent job, looks like he's going to become the offensive coordinator at North Carolina for Bill Belichick. How about them apples? Also, Ryan Day is going to call the plays for Ohio State in their college football playoff game coming up against Miami, who beat Texas A&M in College Station. That's because Brian Hartline, the offensive coordinator, wide receivers coach, who had called the plays this season, is leaving for the head coaching job at South Florida. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Obviously, it's their choice to go for two there,
right,
and you know, it's your job to stop them. But is there an unspoken respect between coaches, teams, where, you know, in a game in that situation, you don't do that? And kind of, did you feel like it was a little bit of a sign of disrespect?
Yeah, I can only answer for my side, what I would do. But hey, man, like, that's how they want to get down, then like, all good. We play them again in 2 weeks.
Oh, if that's how they want to get down. Listen, Nick Sirianni doesn't have to do that. You're a Super Bowl champ, man. You're a defending Super Bowl champ. You know they're on their third string quarterback. You know you're in control. You're up 27-10 after the Bigsby touchdown. You know they can't tackle. You know, again, they're on their third-string quarterback. You're up 27-10. If you go for the extra point there, right, you're up 17 already. So you're protected by two natural touchdowns, the conversions, and as well a field goal. But you're not protected against everything else. You are protected against two touchdowns and two-point conversions, but obviously a field goal along with two touchdowns and two-point conversions and two-point conversions would win the game for Washington. So to some degree, you can make the mathematical explanation, hey, man, I'm trying to put the game out of reach, right? Now, mind you, that's with 4.5 minutes left in a game, and they're playing their third-string quarterback, and they're eliminated, and they're tapped out. So, realistically, I suppose, in a wacky NFL, you could say, Commander still had a chance. Try to put points up. My field goal kicker sucks! That's another thing that got lost in this. Everybody's like, just kick the extra point, kick the extra point, kick the extra... Jake Elliott stinks! Or stunk on Saturday. Did anybody even bother to bring that up? But still. So if he goes for the extra point, they're up 18 if he makes it. If not, if he misses it, they're up 17. If they get the two-point conversion, they're up 19. If they don't, they're up 17. Again, with 4.5 minutes left and the Commanders on their third-string quarterback. I think it's pretty safe to say that the Eagles were going to win that game regardless. I think Nick Sirianni, if you injected him with truth serum, he'd probably say, yeah, it was kind of a jerkish move. Kind of a boar's head type move. Kind of a Neanderthal knucklehead type move. Did he do anything against the rules? No. Did he do anything wrong? No. Anything immoral? No. Against unwritten football rules? Maybe. You know, it's also allowed, legal, for the Commanders to, I don't know, make a tackle, make a stop, get some push. You know, from the Javon Kinlaw, Deron Payne combo that everybody loves to hail, that make about one splash play a game between the two of them. It's okay. It's okay to make a tackle. That being said, that brawl ignites because guys are talking trash, guys are pushing, shoving. Steen's in there. Sandra Still's in there. You know, obviously, the Commanders get a couple of guys ejected. Again, you don't know exactly what was said. So what ignites it to that point? Doesn't really matter. The bottom line is there's probably a lot of hostility being exchanged. And that sends emotions over the top. Commanders are pissed that they're trying to run it. I don't really look at going for two, which is not a guarantee, as trying to run up the score, guys. I mean, they ran the ball down their throat. What else do you want them to do? It's not like they were throwing bombs. I don't know. Call me crazy. I'm sure a bunch of you will say, it's because you're not a fan. And if that's your answer, yeah, sorry. I'm an independent observer. I root for the team to do well because it's good for everybody. It's good for business. It's good for you. It's good for me. But am I a classically defined fan? No. But that doesn't mean even if I was that I couldn't tell the truth. I'm sorry. I didn't look at Nick Sirianni. Again, maybe unnecessary, maybe a little bit boorish. But not like, oh, man, is he trying to humiliate us. Man, is he trying. I mean, they ran the freaking ball. Right? You're not throwing bombs. Stop them. All right, let's get to Martin in Forestville. First up in the leadoff spot here. Martin, good afternoon. How are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Rooster.
What's up, Martin?
Man, our defense has been putrid all year.
It has.
But
what do you think is the number one problem? I said tackling. You could argue pass rush. You could argue coverage. You could argue play calls and defensive coordinator. What do you think is age is another one? Injuries. What do you think is the number one problem on the defense?
Yeah, like you said, all of those play a part, man, but I think it starts at the top, and I think Joe Witt wasn't aggressive enough. So what I'm thinking is we need to go get Wink Martindale out of Michigan because that program has already fell apart, and he probably want to stick it to Daboll if he still stays. And then my buddy next to me just shows that he coached with Quinn in Seattle.
I didn't know that. He was on DQ staff in Seattle?
Yeah, really? Apparently. Yeah, we Googled it, and he worked, I think, the Super Bowl year, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, I'm checking that out. Okay.
Yes, sir. But, when you got a name like that, people automatically know you mean business.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think Joe Witt, it was just too much on his plate. And we don't need Quinn to call plays and be a leader.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? His head coach is already an 80-hour-a-week job. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. So here's the problem. Whoever told you that, according to Wikipedia, is wrong.
Okay.
I've got him listed as the Denver Broncos defensive coordinator from 2010 through and in 2012 as the Ravens linebackers coach. Then the Ravens defensive coordinator from 18 through 21. And then the Giants defensive coordinator and on to Michigan where, because of the Dable thing.
What we have here is notably Quinn was defensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks. And Martindale was the linebackers coach, creating a formidable duo.
All right, I'm gonna have to figure out who's right, who's wrong there because it's not listed as that. And on Wikipedia, I'm not saying that Wikipedia is wrong or right all the time, but Wikipedia is largely right, and I didn't remember that. But either way, you know, just the concept that you bring up. A more aggressive defensive approach. See, here's the thing. What I want from the next defensive coordinator, whoever it is if you're going to blitz, you still have to blitz creatively with stunts and twists and games. You have to still dial it. You can't just send five guys and expect five guys to beat five offensive linemen and a chipping or rubbing tight end or running back coach. You know what I'm saying? Like Brian Flores blitzes a lot, but he is very creative in his design and his attack. He's very creative. Yeah. It is not just a straight up blitz. And it doesn't always have to be six and seven. It can be five with creativity. And that's one thing that I think Joe Witt was bad at.
Exactly. Just not aggressive enough. I'm not going to say bad, but just not aggressive enough where he, you know, could have been blitzing and wasn't. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I got you.
Yeah, just the whole thing.
All right. Thank you. All right. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas, man. Appreciate the call. We'll get to Rick in North Carolina on the other side, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to get aboard, we'll be here Monday through Wednesday and then back again on Friday after the Christmas Day debacle at Northwest Stadium right here on the Team 980. Hop along, and if you need to take us on the go and your radio ain't working or you're in a bad spot, stream us live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. AMAC says he's getting sick of playing Christmas music. He's like, I can't wait for this stupid holiday to be over. Is that what you just told me?
No, you know I didn't. If you thought that, you may need to get your ears checked. I just don't know. I don't know. Like, half these songs in here. I'm just searching Christmas and like.
I mean, you're doing fine. Nobody's complaining.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. It's kind of slow. Yeah, Brian said he's not. He don't like the bops right now.
That he doesn't like the what?
The bops.
What's the box? What do you mean by that?
Hey, yo, the bops. BOPS.
Oh, the bops.
Yeah.
Oh, the music.
Good job.
The song.
Mm-hmm. Particularly the last. The last one was kind of slow.
Yeah, I mean, there's some slow Christmas songs. I mean, there's plenty of jamming Christmas songs, though, if you look it up. I mean, I don't know what you're allowed to play, what you're not allowed to play. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, so I understand you have some restrictions. So, you know, keep that in mind. But you're doing fine. Just keep, you know, and you can recycle stuff that we've already played. I mean, I asked you a week before Christmas to start playing all Christmas music because we needed something to lift the spirits of the people.
Yeah.
Because the football team sure as hell ain't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I asked you of a tough task. By the way, real quickly, I'm still working on the missed tackles number because there's different things. But I mentioned Nicky Javala had something. I was sitting there wondering on Saturday, and I didn't know. When Marcus Mariota got injured, and I even wondered about it before the game, and Josh Johnson was the active quarterback, and Jaden Daniels was not the third emergency quarterback, and neither was a practice squad elevation for Sam, not Sam Howell. What the hell is his name? You know who I'm talking about. Hare.
Sam Hartman?
Sam Hartman. I was thinking Sam Howell, but Sam Hartman. And they didn't even bother. I mean, they could have elevated him. They didn't even bother, right? So, like, who would they have gone to Who would they have gone to? Well, the answer to that is Jaden Daniels was not in uniform. Obviously, Mariota got hurt. Josh Johnson played at 39 years old and looked terrible. Luke McCaffrey on IR. That would have been the next guy. Colson Yankoff was not active because he was injured. Jalen Lane got hurt on that first punt return. Jeremy McNichols apparently would have been the next available choice. So, again, they have three quarterbacks and Hartman on the practice squad. They chose not to elevate Hartman just in case. Just in case to have an emergency third quarterback or to have a third quarterback or whatever. But because they've shut down Daniels and he was not even listed as the emergency quarterback, and because McCaffrey was a former college quarterback and Yankoff was inactive and Lane got hurt, it would have been Jeremy McNichols, the seventh guy on the list. Think about how pathetic that is. Rick, I got to wait until the top of the hour so I can stay on track and not squeeze you. Hang tight. I'll get to you right away, I promise. But think about that. Think about that. Jalen Lane tried to come back. He couldn't. He was out basically from, you know, mid-first quarter on. Think about that. We were this close to having Jeremy McNichols at quarterback. That would have been the topper on an all-time cake. An all-time cake of misery and woe around here. 157, Team 980. Stay with us. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.